We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Mark James.
I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s. Phony Michelle. I mean, they've been more irrelevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career. Chris Frail. I've known Michael Irvin for 16, 17 years. University of Miami fam. We're good like that.
Byrie Irving.
I'm very good friends with Steph Curry, as you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, shout out to Charles Manson.
Next star here at WEEI. That, of course, is Mark with a C, James.
Mark F'n James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser. Ordinary Hayward. I'm going to call him Brad Farrell because he's actually Don Farrell without a ring.
And I think one thing.
Exactly.
So your turkeys of the year,
Barbados Belichick.
Byrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, hello there, and hope everybody had a terrific Tuesday. This is Mark James. It's Mark with a C, James. Mark After Dark. Hopefully we can get some imaging. I asked Joe Zarbano of this like about, I don't know, like 2 months ago, 8 weeks ago. Hopefully we can get
pending
some
process.
Well, I mean, I didn't put in writing, but I sort of calling the show Mark After Dark, you figure that would kind of, you know, just be a memo. A lot of things to get to. Let's start, obviously, former New England Patriot Antonio Brown has been accused of felony battery and burglary stemming from an incident with a driver who works for a moving company. And I can tell you, from someone who's moved a few times in his life and career, I've never had an incident with somebody from a moving company, but felony battery and burglary, yeah, that's not a good thing. It's according to TMZ, quote, unclear exactly what triggered the call, but a neighbor told us there are a handful of squad cars in front of AB's home. Two independent sources tell us it appears that someone has been injured, though the details are still unclear. As you know, this is not the first, the second, or even the third time that AB has dealt with domestic issues, especially involving child custody. The last time the cops were at his home, he berated an officer, I believe, in front of their children. And, he berated his ex, Chelsea Kyrus, in front of their children and threw a bag of gummy. This must be written wrong. Gummy pennies? But it doesn't say pennies. It's panises? What the hell is that? And also cussed out. Oh, yes. I was trying to.
It's that other word.
I was trying to be, you know, like sort of subtle. Yes. They weren't pennies and they weren't gummy bears. So there's a lot of things going on. That's going on with Antonio Brown. His agent Drew Rosenhaus said he's conditionally terminating their relationship. So there's all that stuff going on. I mean, it's unbelievable to me that this could really, you know, like Antonio Brown, every day something happens, every time something happens, there's another story that never ceases to amaze us about AB. And it's like, dude, you gotta like forget about football. Forget about all the things that you're used to. I know it's not going to be great because the Super Bowl is down in Miami. And so there's that as well. You can just tell. I can see Antonio Brown showing up to Radio Row and it being a spectacle, him making a scene, him getting arrested. And, you know, we always talk about what would the Patriots season be like if Robert Kraft never cut Antonio Brown. Think about it. But, and I said too, I go, I wouldn't have done anything until the NFL dropped the hammer and said, well, he's not going to play in the league. He's on the commissioner's exempt list. But this is obviously a major, major issue. I hope he gets the help he needs. It's not good. It's something that, he needs major help. I mean, every day it's something with this guy. Every day. Every single day, it's something with Antonio Brown, and he needs help. He needs an intervention of monumental proportions. So there's that, and it's like, what can you do? He's still better than any receiver on the Patriots team. Now, the Baseball Hall of Fame voting took place tonight. Derek Jeter got 99.7%. of the voting. So now everybody's trying to search and see who the culprit is that did not elect Derek Jeter. And there was one person. I don't care. It doesn't matter if you get in 99%, 100%, 80%. You get in, you get in. That's all. That's the only thing that matters. Okay. Larry Walker also got in, which to me, that's really sketchy. Larry Walker, like I know his WAR was tremendous, but that's the only two members of the class of 2020, Larry Walker and Derek Jeter. Now, what about Curt Schilling? Curt Schilling did not get in, but it was his eighth year on the ballot. His vote total increased from 60.9% to 70%, so it went up 9 points. So he's in a spot that. For him, he should get in. And I think it's BS with Curt Schilling that he's not in. He's the greatest postseason pitcher in baseball history. And you know, and I know, the only reason he's not in yet is because there's a certain percentage of millennial voters who are holding his post-career politics propagation, which is considered hate speech by some, and conspiracy theories against him. So, I mean, Larry Walker was once behind Schilling, and he jumped over him. But Harold Baines is in the Hall of Fame. That's all you need to know. So why isn't Curt Schilling? I mean, think about that. It's to the point where it's like enough is enough is enough. I mean, you want to look at bad people in the Hall of Fame. Ty Cobb was a racist. Lawrence Taylor, I mean, the last time Lawrence Taylor, he got caught in a hotel room with an underage girl who was posing as a prostitute. So all that. You know the amazing thing about it? I remember a year ago when Mariano Rivera got in, and he was the first and only unanimous player to get in the Hall of Fame. But what I didn't like was how the baseball voters, and they were celebrating on MLB Network. Like, oh, they got it, Ro, he's 100%, and it's this, that, and the other. Like, it's like, so? I mean, yeah, he deserves to be 100%. So did Ken Griffey Jr. deserve to be 100%. They both deserve to be 100%. But, like, the baseball voters were, like, toasting champagne as if they were the 72 Dolphins when a team was 15-0 and lost, the 16th game of the regular season. It's like, you didn't do anything. Like, so what? The greatest reliever of all time was a unanimous player to get in the Hall of Fame. Of course he was. Like, what is, like, the voters, it's so archaic. It's so antiquated. It really is. Let me tell you about Derek Jeter. No doubt he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He was never, ever the best shortstop in baseball in his entire career. Ever. Never. He was, matter of fact, his last decade in the Bronx, he was the second best shortstop on his team next to A-Rod. A-Rod was a better shortstop than Jeter ever was. Period. I mean, you could look at, you know, when Jeter and points of his career, you know, you had Nomar, you had Miguel Tejada. I mean, I don't ever look at Jeter, body of work, unbelievable. There's nothing you can say about that. Clutch hitter. Slayed half of the Maxim Hot 100.
There's not in a class act. Did it the right way. Derek Jeter, not a cheater, unlike most players in baseball. At least we hope. I don't think he did. He never looked like he did. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. But you've got to be kidding me, right? That people now, like I heard people talking, saying, well, let's look at the Mount Rushmore of Yankees. This is the New York Yankees, okay? The all-time winningest, most successful sports franchise in the history of team pro sports in this country. People are like, oh, he deserves to be on the Mount Rushmore. What? The Mount Rushmore of Yankees? Babe Ruth? Lou Gehrig? Mickey Mantle? Whitey Ford? Joe DiMaggio? He deserves to be on the Mount Rushmore? Okay. He wasn't even the best shortstop in his entire career at any point. He was an all-star shortstop. He was never the best. He was never an MVP. So, and I'm not saying he was overrated. He was not. But when you play for the Yankees and you play there for 20 years in the Bronx, number one market, and you do it that long, inevitably, you're going to get in. But don't, like, put it on the Yankees' Mount Rushmore. Really? Like, come on, people. You've got to be. I mean, Ruth, Gehrig, DiMaggio, Mantle. Like, I mean, really? You really think Derek Jeter was a better baseball player than Mickey Mantle? Because if you, and Mickey Mantle was way before my time. So weren't all those guys way before my time. But I've done my homework and research to know that Derek Jeter does not deserve to be on the Yankees' Mount Rushmore. Yogi Berra was pretty good, too, if you want to check him out. So just saying. He was, and he lost his range at short over the last decade of his career. Was nowhere near as good as it used to be. His range diminished. So does he deserve to be a first ballot Hall of Famer? 99.7%, sure. But the fact that Curt Schilling is not in because of his politics, and you want to know the sad thing, people, in the world that we live in now? Here's the sad thing. Is that if Curt Schilling's point of view were the polar opposite of what his political views are, he'd already be in Cooperstown. Oh, if he wanted Hillary to win the election over President Trump, or he was pro Bernie Sanders, if he was, you know, tweeting about President Trump and how, you know, bad things, oh, he'd already be in the Hall of Fame. And that to me is where certain people's votes, if you didn't vote for Curt Schilling, if you're holding him out because of that reason, then you're doing it wrong. You're doing it all wrong. Nobody's religious or political beliefs should ever be not only used in their advantage, it should never be held against them, ever. I mean, I don't care if Curt Schilling was a Satanist. I really don't care. And he got 666 tattooed on both arms, and he wore an upside-down cross around his neck. He's a Hall of Famer. But the fact that in this day and age, if you're right-wing, conservative, Republican, it's held against you. That's held against you. Not anything that you did on the field that speaks on your own merit, but your political views and beliefs are held against you. I mean, what kind of world are we living in here? Think about that. So that's what I'm saying. He, like, Curt Schilling should already have been in the Hall of Fame. And they're going to make him wait it out and wait it out and wait it out. Oh, and then, of course, it's no surprise because he, and this to me will be the thing that pisses me off the most. As you well know, the biggest joke, and it makes Major League Baseball look like the biggest joke every year, the all-time hits leader, Pete Rose, is not in the Baseball Hall of Fame. He'll be 79 in 3 months, and you know what they're going to do, don't you?
They're going to wait till he dies. Okay? And then they're going to induct him posthumously. That's what they're going to do on Pete Rose. So to me, I will say this about the Baseball Hall of Fame, though. I will say this. It is the toughest Hall of Fame to get in until they let in Harold Baines. They lost a lot of credit and a lot of credibility from my standpoint when they let Harold Baines in. Yeah, great point. Jeter says on the text line, interesting point. Jeter was overrated. No MVP, no batting titles. If he played in a city like Minnesota or Detroit, he'd be a borderline Hall of Famer at best. It's tough to argue that. It's tough to argue. What about Kansas City? Imagine if Jeter played 20 years with the Royals. Dude, he'd be waiting for like a decade to get in. But when you play for the Yankees and you win 5 World Series, you're always going to get like the benefit of the doubt. Like to me, Michael Strahan getting in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Really? Michael Strahan? He's a pretty good player. But like, when I think of Michael Strahan, I don't think Hall of Famer. I just don't. And I know it's a different sport, but I'm letting you know. Michael Strahan got in because he's on Good Morning America, because he's on the NFL on Fox, and eventually the people are like, oh, they see him every week, let's vote him in. That's just how it worked. He's not, like, to me, I never looked at the guy as a Hall of Famer whatsoever. I mean, you could say what you want and say what you will, and his post-career, he'll be even more successful than he was during his playing career. He already has been. Somebody in this world, and I've asked this question, I'm like, why is Michael Strahan, who decided that this guy was going to have premium broadcasting jobs after his career? Who's the one who decided that? He has a gap tooth and a lisp. So who decided that? Well, I don't know. Somebody somewhere liked him. And they're like, you're it. We're going to make you. We're going to put you on Good Morning America. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And then you are going to also be on the NFL on Fox. And I'll tell you this. He's better on Good Morning America, which I don't even watch, than he is on the NFL on Fox. The NFL on Fox pregame show, they don't need him. They really don't. He's just extraneous. To me, it was better. I like Tony Gonzalez a lot. Obviously have a strong affinity for Jimmy Johnson. Howie Long is great. Terry Bradshaw is so funny. And then you have the poor man's James Brown and Kurt Menefee, who another guy that, well, I just don't get it. I don't get it on Kurt Menefee. But Michael Strahan got in the Hall of Fame. Why? It's because image. It's because he's a guy who, you know, you see him every day. You see him on the NFL on Fox. It is what it is. But he was never, I mean, Warren Sapp even said about Michael Strahan, when they asked Warren Sapp to do an interview about Michael Strahan, and this was before Michael Strahan got in the Hall of Fame, and he said, I only talk about guys who are actually in the Hall of Fame. And then he ended up getting in the Hall of Fame, so Warren Sapp had to eat his words. But when you think of certain players, like when I think of Derek Jeter, Hall of Famer, no question. When I think of Ken Griffey Jr., should have been the first unanimous player voted in the Baseball Hall of Fame. But it's just, it's unbelievable. And they're even saying, like Eli Manning. I mean, there's another one. That is the biggest joke. He won 2 Super Bowls. So did Jim Plunkett. And Jim Plunkett didn't have a losing record. Eli Manning's a 500 quarterback in his career. 500. But, he's undefeated against Brady and Belichick in the Super Bowl. And that is what's going to... And he played in New York his entire career. And they're actually saying that after the Super Bowl, in about less than 2 weeks, he's going to retire. So when you play in New York, everything just sort of, you know, gets blown up. And that's what it is. But if Derek Jeter played in Kansas City, would he be in today as a first ballot Hall of Famer? No, not at all. Not at all. But when you play for the Yankees, yeah. And for Red Sox fans out there, that you're sort of wondering about Dewey Evans, Dwight Evans. I don't look at Dwight Evans as a Hall of Famer.
I'm sorry. I don't either. Like, that's not a guy that I think of as a Hall of Famer. I just don't. Now, he's part of one of the greatest outfields of all time with him, Jim Rice, and Fred Lynn. But I don't look at Dwight Evans as a Hall of Famer whatsoever. Other good news about the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens did not get in their eighth year on the ballot. Bonds and Clemens, similar result as last year. Their vote totals went from 59% to just over 60%. And the public, all the active baseball writers, of course, are much more favorable to Bonds and Clemens than the private voters, who are the retired writers or football writers who used to cover baseball and everything. So I don't ever want to see. If Bonds and Clemens end up getting in one day, then the Baseball Hall of Fame is a complete joke. Like right now, the one thing about the Baseball Hall of Fame, it's very tough to get in. And I love that about it. It up until Harold Baines last year, which is a joke. Harold Baines was just a better than average player in his best day. But if Bonds and Clemens get in, then you open the door for McGuire and Sosa and Palmeiro and all. Like, you just, I can't do it. I just can't do it. Now, do I think that Bonds and Clemens, were Hall of Famers before they ever allegedly took any performance-enhancing drugs? Absolutely. But it's just like I said about Alex Cora. You can't, and the 2018 Red Sox, who have allegedly cheated throughout the entire regular season but didn't do it in the postseason. Well, you can't, you know, when your professor wants to meet with you after the semester and says, hey, I have proof that you cheated all semester long, you can say, well, I didn't cheat on the final. Well, it doesn't matter. You cheated all semester long. Somebody did all of your papers. One person took your exam. You cheated on the midterm. Well, I didn't cheat on the final. Well, it's too late. You cheat, and that's it. Oh, speaking of cheaters, how about this one? The Los Angeles City Council has voted that the Dodgers should be the 2017 and 2018 World Series champions, to have the World Series stripped away from the Houston Astros and Boston Red Sox. Amazing. Amazing. So there's that. Now, here's the good news for Red Sox fans. The Los Angeles City Council doesn't really have any power when it comes to Major League Baseball. Not that I'm aware of. They don't dictate. You know, if you want to pull a UCF, like Central Florida, who went undefeated a couple years ago and declared themselves national champs, fake champs, you can go ahead and declare yourself fake champs. That's fine. But not a good look for Alex Cora. Not a good look for the Houston Astros and the Boston Red Sox. All that on the table. Oh, and last night, I'd be remiss. The Boston Celtics absolutely curb stomp the Lakers. And it was the Lakers' worst loss of the year, and it was the Celtics' best win of the season. So what does that mean from that game last night? I want to get into all that. The phone number, 617-779-7937 to get in. AB, of course, as you well know, as I just brought up, is being investigated for felony battery and burglary down in Hollywood, Florida. So he's in really hot. So if you want to get in on the Hall of Fame, too, if Jeter played in a small market like Kansas City or Milwaukee, would he be getting in on the first ballot, getting 90? He would definitely not be getting 99% of the vote. I don't think he'd be getting on the first, second, or even third ballot. 617-779-7937. But now it's time for trending.
This is Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, Hall of Fame announcements. Derek Jeter, Larry Walker are your two members in the class of 2020. Curt Schilling fell just about 20 votes short, getting 70%. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Omar Vizquel, the next leading candidates for next year's ballot. Oh, by the way, for next year's ballot, this is the two guys that are up for it. It's going to be the worst ballot in the history of Major League Baseball next year. You ready for this? I mean, it's so bad that, like, they may not Tim Hudson and Mark Burley. Those are your headliners for next year's ballot, which means that probably nobody will get in next year. I'm like, Tim Hudson and Mark Burley? Yeah, you better get Schilling in next year. Julian Edelman underwent shoulder surgery last week. He's expected to be ready for the start of the offseason program for the Patriots in mid-April. Pete Abraham reporting Dustin Pedroia suffered a setback in his knee, his availability for spring training. Just, dude, just retire. Seriously, bro. It's like, it's over. It's over, man. Like, it's over. Just, like, you can't play. You're going to be deemed medically unfit to be able to play. You're not going to get your money this year. It's just, give it up, Petey. Give it up. It's like you and Rob Bradford, like the only two people in the world who don't think your career's over. It's like, come on. Bruins beat the Vegas Golden Knights tonight 3-2. Yaroslav Halak, 27 saves on 29 shots. Back on Friday against Winnipeg, puck drops at 8 o'clock. Celtics tomorrow night against the Memphis Grizzlies, tip off at 7:30. Marcel Ozuna agreed to a one-year deal with the Braves worth $18 million. The phone lines are open, 617-779-7937. Mark James, WEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, 617-779-7937 to get back in here at WEI. Winter is the worst time to sell a car. That's why it's the best time to buy. Drop by Bach Toyota this month to find the car you want, the price you want on the Auto Mile in Norwood. All right, so there's a lot of things to get to. There's obviously this report on the tabloids that Tom Brady and Giselle might be going through a $600 million divorce, which I don't believe until it actually is. You know, there's some legitimacy to this story. I don't know what's going on, but, you know, I don't believe it. But it says, like, okay, so this website, gossipcop.com. Tom Brady and Giselle headed for $600 million divorce. And it says a tabloid. It says it's not. Tom Brady's future in the NFL may be uncertain, but his marriage to Giselle is not. A tabloid alleging they're getting $600 million divorce is false. Gossip Cop can debunk it. In a phony cover story from Life and Style, the tabloid claims Bundchen is begging Tom to retire. The outlet quotes a supposed source saying Giselle puts up with his training and game schedule, but she hates that he's away from home so much. It's not like the Patriots quarterback is jet-setting around like some kind of playboy. Nevertheless, the dubious source alleges that Brady and Bundchen have been having some, quote, nasty blowout fights over his refusal to retire. One was after Giselle told Tom that a psychic told her to leave him. So now we have this. Now we have all this going on right now. Like we don't know. Is Brady going, you know, to the Raiders? Is he going to the Titans? Is he going to the Vikings? There's Skip Bayless said if Jimmy G throws 3 picks in the Super Bowl, that Brady's going to go to the 49ers. John Lynch is going to make a play. Guess what? This was a false. No kidding. This was a false story. Did anybody out there actually believe that this was a true story? Anybody, like anyone in the world, believe this was a true story? It's like, it's amazing that, but you can print all this stuff about public figures like Tom Brady, Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, and the bottom line is that, like, nothing, there's no consequences whatsoever. So guess what? They're not getting divorced. Now, I don't know what that means in terms of Tom Brady staying here in New England. Now, okay, I'm a little confused here because it says first take. But this is from NBC Sports Boston.
I was told today by a source, though, the family is preparing to leave the area. The priority this time is to let the kids finish school this year. Then they're gone. Furthermore, Brady said to another source of mine that he is tired of being embarrassed by the number of quarterbacks that are paid more money than him.
It's a thing, though. It's a little too late on the calendar year that you're going to turn 43 before the next season begins to be demanding a lot of money. It's a little late for that, don't you think? Like, with everything that's going on, like, it's... Like, you had a chance to strike while the iron was hot over the course of the last 15 years, and you always caved at the end of the day. Now, I do believe now the leaders on the board are the Titans and Raiders. I think he probably, Tom Brady, that is, had a nice conversation with Mark Davis, probably was telling him what things would be like in Vegas. You can be the poster boy of the Raiders. Vegas is a town that, you know, they have a brand new team and a brand new stadium. And to me, that makes a lot of sense. Now, people will always say the Chargers. I don't see the Chargers, although Phillip Rivers is more than likely gone because he just moved his family to Florida. They're out of there. So right now, if you're Tom Brady, you're going to sit back. You're going to wait till March 18th. You're going to test the market. He said he's going to keep all his options open, and he should. So there is one thing there that, like, because think about it. Now you finally have, and I don't think you have a lot of leverage, but you have the ability to finally become an unrestricted free agent for the first time in your life. Now you can test the market and the open waters and during the legal tampering period or illegal tampering period, which is like right now. You could do all that. But for me, it's just like, I never thought I would get to this, but I think when it's all said and done, he'll probably end up back here in New England. The way I don't know why I feel this way today. It could change tomorrow. It could change next hour. But it feels like, well, maybe, just maybe, that, you know what? He'll look at Tennessee. He'll look at Oakland. He'll look at any other team. Denver. How about the Colts? The Colts are like have close to $100 million underneath the cap. The Dolphins do as well. You know what? Stephen Ross is a Michigan guy. Brian Flores is the coach there now. But I think when it's all said and done, Robert will come riding in on this white horse and hopefully give Tom Brady an offer that he can't refuse. But the news of the day is that Tom Brady and Giselle are not getting a divorce. Thankfully, that GossipCop.com verified that, because I can sleep so much better now knowing that. 617-779-7937. Unfortunately, we're never going to see Antonio Brown in a Patriots uniform. We might never see Antonio Brown again in an NFL uniform the way his life is going. As a matter of fact, the way his life is going, I don't know if we're going to see Antonio Brown as a free man. So forget about playing for the Patriots or any other NFL team. I don't know if the guy, the way his life's going, man, he's headed towards prison.
He's headed towards a new Netflix documentary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His 30 for 30. They got a 10-part one coming up on the Chicago Bulls. They might as well get a 20-part on Antonio Brown just in the last year and a half.
You could do a couple seasons worth.
Somebody out there said, don't believe all the BS reports. So-and-so is a lying loser. Yeah, I don't. I don't believe any of them. And the one that Bill Belichick was, quote, shopping himself to the Giants and Redskins, patently false. I mean, you've got to be, if you expect the public to believe that, then you are along the lines of John Henry, Tom Werner, and Sam Kennedy, who expect the public to believe that Alex Cora and the Red Sox mutually parted ways, that he wasn't told that, hey, dude, you can no longer be the manager here. Yeah, yeah. Bill, why would Bill Belichick want to go to the Redskins? Why? Why would he even want to go to the Giants? They're not ready to win. I mean, you know, if Belichick wanted the Giants job, he could have gotten it. Instead, he highly recommended his former special teams coordinator, Joe Judge. That's who got it. Why would you think Belichick would ever want to go to the Giants? Belichick's not going anywhere. The next time Bill Belichick has a personal public announcement about his career will be when he retires, which will be probably after he breaks Don Shula's all-time wins record. So there's that. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Just when you think this guy couldn't be a bigger D-bag, he never ceases to amaze. We'll have that for you coming up next. Mark After Dark, WEEI.
And when I was out for those 7 weeks and not saying anything and still people are still saying things about me, it's inevitable. You know, they crucified Martin Luther King for speaking about peace and social integration. You could go back to historical leaders and great people in society that do great things and they're still going to talk shit about them. It is what it is. Like, I know what I stand for. I'm a great family man. I have great values, core values. This basketball stuff is a game at the end of the day. It's dramatized. It's entertainment for people and fans. I'm a human being at the end of the day. I'm going to keep on reiterating that. But like I said, my focus is making sure my teammates are great and our organization is at a championship level.
Well, I don't need to tell you who that voice is, right? The biggest D-bag in sports, not named Aaron Rodgers. Kyrie Irving. I mean, comparing himself to Martin Luther King, dude, seriously, if I was Charles Oakley and I was still in the NBA, I would wait till you come down that lane, and I swear to God, I would give you an elbow so hard and clothesline you that Lex Luger would be blushing. Oh, he's such a D-bag. Oh, you are the douche of the day, the douche of the week, the douche of the month, the douche of the year, the douche of the century, Kyrie Irving. Oh, and that's coming off the heels of what he said last week, which was even worse.
That's a deeper dive, man. I think that it's just probably a telltale sign of the career that I've had. Some of the moves that I made individually and then as well as coming to different environments and organizations. You know, at the end of the day, I always say it's an entertainment league. You know, we're very drama-filled. Everything regurgitates on all these media platforms, which is part of our society. I can't really do anything about it, except really be, a pillar in our locker room, be very communicative. And when I'm out there with the guys, just impact winning. You know, that's really what it comes down to. You know, it's not like I'm a asshole yelling at everybody in the friggin' locker room all the time and you hear all these stories, you know. And at the end of the day, my name, it was given to me by my grandfather. I'm very grateful, but it's in a lot of people's mouths all the time, and it is what it is. I've earned that respect in terms of how great I am as a player, and there's still more goals I want to accomplish in this league, and I can't do it without improving an organization and winning a championship, and that's what it comes down to. So I'm going to continue to push. I'm going to continue to demand greatness out of myself and demand greatness out of my teammates, and we go from there. If it's harsh as a leader or it's too much for anybody, you're not in our locker room, stay the fuck out. It's as simple as that.
Honestly, if there was one guy in pro sports you would love to get in the octagon with, it's no doubt for me would be him. And I didn't think there was any more of a D-bag in sports than David Price. And then Kyrie Irving came along. I mean, literally. I'll tell you, the Dudley boys and Rob Van Dam and Sabu and guys who would teach me what to do if I'm ever in a fight. I just wish somebody would kick his ass on the court. I really do. Some player out there would beat the living crap out of Kyrie Irving. Does he suffer from delusions of grandeur more than anybody or what? Dude, the whole world, like, nobody's laughing with you, Kyrie. They're all laughing at you. You're nothing more than an overrated Stephon Marbury. That's all you are. And you rode LeBron's coattails to your one ring. But that's it. You're Stephon Marbury, dude. That's all you are. You're just a modern-day Marbury. Oh, is it? I mean, is there anybody in sports, anyone, that you can't stand more than Kyrie Irving? I mean, David Price, yeah, I could see that one too. But at least, like I will tell everybody, June 28th, 2019, Kyrie Irving gave Boston and all of New England the greatest gift. He left and took his talents to Brooklyn to go play for the Nets. That was the greatest thing he ever did for this city and this region. It is beyond comparison between him and Kemba Walker. And Kemba Walker is so much of a better of a team player, of a glue guy, of a locker room guy. And whatever Kemba might lack in his handle or his speed compared to Kyrie, and it's not that much in speed, but his handle, I'll admit, Kyrie Irving has some of the greatest handles in NBA history. But somebody just texted in, one of his teammates should just kick his ass on the court. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry, it's coming. It's coming. They're going to, you know, the signs of Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn, they're there now. They are there. And they're going to realize real quick going into next season that he has an opt-out after next year. They're going to realize that we can't win a title with this guy. You can't. You can't. The only reason the Cleveland Cavaliers won a title is because LeBron James bitch, moan, and complained to the refs to get Draymond Green suspended for Game 5. And then LeBron James took over the series. He rode LeBron James' coattails to a title. That's all he did. That was it. I mean, was he a huge part? Of course, he hit the finals clinching shot in Game 7 against Steph Curry. But he rode LeBron's coattails. No team will ever, ever win a title when Kyrie Irving is your best player. And right now, the Nets, they're better off without him. The record doesn't lie. Without Kyrie, they're a 500 team. With Kyrie, they're 5 or 6 games below 500. Oh, I'm telling you, oh boy, is it so good that he is gone. I've never, and it's weird too, because I didn't have these problems or issues with him until he came to Boston and acted like the biggest bag on the planet. That's all he is. He's a complete bag in everything he does. And you know what? He doesn't care. You know why? Because he's making over $30 million a year. He's got one of the highest selling basketball shoes on the planet. I think it's more popular than LeBron, which is crazy, but it's, yeah, he doesn't care. Like, he's just one of those guys that was blessed with this talent and ability, and now the rest of the world is going to pay for it. But here's the thing. He's not going to win a title in Brooklyn. They're not winning a title. Him and Durant aren't even enough. There's no way. There's no way. Like, if you're already complaining, you've been out now for basically the last 2 months, you come back and you say, yeah, we need more players. We need more players. Dude, you know what they don't need? They apparently don't need you. That's what they don't need. Your current team doesn't need you. So think about that. Oh, but there's nobody worse at all than Kyrie Irving. None. I want to get to the Celtics coming up next, too. Their win last night. Was that the real Celtics or was it fool's gold? I'll have your answer on that, and I want your thoughts. 617-779-7937. Would Derek Jeter be a first ballot Hall of Famer if he played in Kansas City or Milwaukee? I want your thoughts on that. Also, Antonio Brown has fallen and he can't get up. All that and more. Mark After Dark. Don't go anywhere.
The Greg Hill Morning Show, 6 to 10.
It is Boomer Esiason. Boomer, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. How are you? How's it tracking Tom Brady these days?
listen, I have information. I share it. I don't know. I mean, these people get so upset about it. I don't know what the big deal is.
I'm not upset about it. I'm just wondering, where is he?
I think he's in the nutmeg state. Listen, everybody's going to owe me an apology, Boomer.
Well, I'm not doubting you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Echo Store Technologies provides data center solutions for companies throughout New England. They partner with leading manufacturers like VMware, NetApp, Dell EMC, and Cisco. Echo Store Technologies is committed to creating solutions that will make your business more efficient, keep your data protected and available, and save you money. And by the way, since their inception, Echo Store has donated more than $1 million to local charities. Echo Store is a partner that you can feel confident in. For more information on how Echo Store can help you with your data center requirements, visit echostore.com.
At the 99 Restaurants, we know a little frigid weather won't stop you from heading out to eat. So why the nines? Because the best way to beat the cold is to warm up with a winter feast. Enjoy great dishes like the new short rib pot pie, baked to order with a buttery, flaky bacon cheddar crust, or the fresh New England baked scallops, caught locally right off George's Bay. So why the nines, you ask? Warm, wintry goodness.
The 99 Restaurants, always the real deal.
Skis, check. Goggles, cleaned. Helmet,
At CVS, we also want things to be just right. That's why we require third-party testing of all vitamins and supplements to help ensure they contain what they claim.
Tomorrow, I am off the bunny hill.
Learn more at cvs.com/trusted. Stop in during Winter Wellness Weeks, and when you buy one Mega Red or one a day vitamin, you'll get the second at half price. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Treat yourself well at CVS.
Discover how your insurance savings could be spent on that next amazing vacation or sideline seats to watch your favorite football team. This is Ellie Kaplansky with Kaplansky Insurance. That's right, bundling your auto and home insurance is a great way to save money and precious time. Use that time and money to ski the slopes in Colorado or surf the waves in Hawaii. Discover how you can save up to 37% when you bundle your auto and home insurance. Here's what we do for you. We shop for you. One-stop shopping for all your policies. And we design an insurance plan specifically for you at the lowest possible price. Is it easy? Absolutely. 13 convenient locations, online at kaplansky.com or call 800-640-2020. Your choice. Oh, and one more thing. We love our clients, and you will love the results.
Experience the Kaplansky difference at kaplansky.com. Kaplansky Insurance. Auto, home, business, life.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.